Hello once again, people, and to this week's episode of the PCP RPG podcast. This is
we
like
are terribly, terribly sorry for all the delays, but you can blame it all on Onorax.
Okay, so basically freshman year started for me, and the first 2 weeks of freshman year were crazy on my schedule. I'd be getting home really late, like 5, 6, and I'm not going to spend 2 hours working on this podcast every day on top of all my homework time and everything. Sorry about that. Things should be clearing up from here on out, but if they don't, I'm sorry. Might just end up going with Krazik being the main host, and I'll probably come in when I have time. But hopefully things clear up for me.
Yeah, but just for the people to know, this is episode 13.
Okay. And also, there's no interview this week because, obviously, I've been so busy, so I wasn't able to get any interview done. So apologies about that. Anyway, so the first thing we're sort of going to discuss, because we're not going to bring up old news we never really got to bring up, mainly because it's just going to waste time and cause us to go like 3 hours, and none of you guys will like that.
Yes.
So anyway, the first thing we're going to talk about is the Culture Gentry, which have recently restarted because of MDC's return a while ago. Or actually, they started a while back, but currently what they're doing is they're starting up a concert in Lee Coro. So for those people that have musician characters, feel free to join in on that. And yeah, just stop by Lee Coro. All of you should know that, though, because, I mean, MZ's the one that's doing that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's major news. Now, seeing as the Culture Gentry has big connections to Makuta in their inner circle, because for those of you not aware, which I hope is not too many people, the Culture Gentry has an outer circle of people who are the normal merchants and other people that do businesses, and basically all these business-type Batoran out there, or Toa and Skakti, as I believe. There's one group of Skakti out there that do that stuff.
The Horde, I think?
Matan and Natan are what I'm talking about. The business. And then there's also, I think, Ghost Hands had a character, Skrylix. Yeah. But anyway, so in the inner circle, the Culture Gentry gets a lot of ties with Makuta. They have inner delegates, but only the people in this small group know about that. And one thing the Culture Gentry are doing is they're setting up a concert. And this, the outer circle probably thinks, oh, it's just a nice concert for people to make fundraisers for charity and all that, because the Culture Gentry donates a lot to charity. But there's also probably a hidden agenda to this, knowing Makuta and the inner circle. So in terms of what that hidden agenda could be, it could be as simple as raising money for the Makuta followers, or giving possibly the Makuta followers an easy way into Lee Coro, which maybe like they'll be disguised as musician helpers or people who've come to help set up this thing, and then they'll be in Lee Coro. The other option it could be is a distraction for members of the ILS who will go to see this concert in Lee Coro, which is basically right next door to Pala Coro.
Yeah.
And while gone, the worshippers will attack the place.
Yep.
So those are just possible theories. If you have more, post on the blog like no one does. And yeah, start a discussion there for once, instead of just yelling at Hubert and I for having an echo or some other thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's about the Lee Coro. Now, moving on from the topic of Culture Gentry to something very similar, the Makuta followers. Hubert knows a lot more than I do about this, so I'll let him take center stage.
So, basically, not a long time ago, a few weeks back or something, like 2 weeks back, maybe? And so, basically, lots of Makuta worshippers gathered in Igasa's shrine, did some random talking. Talk to I still can't pronounce the name. Spoke to a man, and Echo made some deals with a man, and he made some deals with A-Man, and basically, the Makuta worshippers will get supplies and stuff, and they'll also get a greater chance to actually, like, attack Pala Coro and get in more easily. And so after that, they all moved to well, most of them moved all the way to Kumu Islands, where they met Akmo, who has like given them stuff.
Yeah. So in terms of major players in this group, there is Rangsha, a staff character who is one of Makuta's liaisons. There's Ekalon, a Dark Toa, who's pretty much the only who's the highest ranking player evil character in terms of Makuta following, because most other evil characters that are also as high ranking aren't Makuta followers. So Ekalon and Rangsha are the two probably the most powerful. Other groups involved is that one group that was in Pokoro for a long time, consisting of like being led by Xemnas's character, Xenix, and Wade's character, who I can't remember the name of. And then there's also Ekalon's servant, Zirov, who was Josuke's person who got slapped because he was being self-pitying.
You shouldn't slap people. You should just scream in their face. If they're like too wimpy, don't slap them. Just scream in their face about
It's a
stop.
bright slap. It
Yeah, I know.
works.
Sometimes.
Most of the times.
Yes.
Except,
But Zerov
yeah.
was. But Zerov was not a mecha pilot.
True, but he could have been, and technically he was already a robot inside of a giant mecha until they left there, unless applying in this situation. But anyway, we're off topic, and we're gonna get yelled at. So, yeah, those guys are there. I do think there's a group called the Horde, which I have no idea what the agenda's about. Sorry, I don't
I think
follow
they're
everything.
Skakti or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
They
I don't
want to
follow
pass
everything.
by the shrine, I think,
Yeah.
sometime.
So anyway, that's about all what the Makuta followers are doing. They're going to be attacking ILS soon. Now,
Yeah, we're
there's...
going through this a bit too quickly. Yeah.
Yeah,
Except you don't
I was
really
going to
know.
talk about more about the ILS attack. Anyway, in terms of why Makuta wants the ILS attack, it could be as simple as, oh, it's a good group. It could be a revenge motive because, oh, they attacked, they destroyed the Hive, let's destroy them.
Or
Or
an
it could be
actual
crush
threat to
hope.
the power of the Makuta, an
Yeah,
actual
it could
threat.
also be to crush hope because the ILS managed to bring hope, and the way to destroy the most hope at the time is to allow them to gain a large victory and then utterly curb stomp them. In which case, it looks like, oh, they were weak the whole time. It could also have something to do with that black obelisk that they found. So, yeah. Anyway, that's about all with the Makuta followers. Moving on to Josuke, who, as we know, was a Tamatoran athlete, and he's now the first Toa turned by Toa Stone from a Toran
In
during
the
the game.
game.
Yeah.
Game time.
Yeah. So he is now a Toa. And this Tux character, obviously, if you don't know that, I have no idea where you've been all these years.
Maybe
Or
they're new.
last, even still the last few days, they should know Josuke's already. I mean, he's the meteor flinging champion of Zokoro last year, anyway. And the year
But
before,
they
he's the guy
said
that punched Tanya.
really new, like really new, such
Like a
as
minute ago?
not really. Some people probably don't know who he is just yet, so yeah.
But most people have been here for a couple of weeks now that are new. Because I don't think there's anyone that new yet.
Good point.
Anyway, so unless someone joins in like the next 10 minutes or after we post this. Anyway, I'm shutting up now. So, yeah, Josuke. He is being currently trained by Agni to learn his powers. And has the healer Cal also. Cal. CC, I'm going to call her. Even though she doesn't have a second C. Just easier. CC.
Cael.
I'm working with CC, okay?
But she's not an immortal green-haired girl who likes pizza.
I'm talking about the CC from the Diviners at play. Anyway, who was a guy and a preacher, but former preacher. And anyway, yeah, so CC, she is, yeah, also the healer person who helped heal Josuke along with a character by the name of Rit. And after Josuke is currently training under Agni, CC is also helping him to train, but not as directly as Agni. And is sort of just acting as like a moral compass and stuff for Josuke. And helping him rein in that anger and stuff inside him because he's a Toa of Fire. And they're all hotheads. Literally.
Not really.
Yeah,
Some of
whatever.
them aren't. like Kapura. Wait, that's the Tamatolin. But Jala was very.
All the Tatoa were hotheads.
Jala.
Jala? He got somewhat hotheaded once he became a Toa. He cooled down faster because of his military training, but he was still somewhat hotheaded. But yeah, anyway, because Bionicle is racist, it does that. So, anyway, Josuke is being trained by Agni. Now, we still don't know why he was chosen as a Toa. Did we discuss the reasons behind that last podcast episode, Hubert? Because I don't know if we did.
I think it was like before the law.
Okay.
Slightly after.
Well, anyway, in that case, so why he may be a Toa? He's a staff's character. Beyond that, because Wirimo isn't a Toa already, but he's works better as a Matoran anyway. But I'm shutting up. Anyway, so why he may be a Toa now? We don't know. He could be the first in the line of many. He could be chosen as, like, maybe Matanui's, like, champion to rally the troops. Or he could just be a random fluke of nature that got turned into a Toa.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet.
Takua gave him a Toa stone, so probably has some purpose, too, as a Toa.
One thing that we do remember that happened a while back... like, as in, probably weeks after this RPG started, there was a person that decided to destroy the docks and was turned into a Turaga because of it, and that created a Toa stone that Nokama got, who was also in Ga, which is where Josuke became a Toa. Connections. Anyway, yeah, so maybe this is the same Toa stone, maybe it's not. That still doesn't answer the question, though, why Takua, who had no relation to this, unless Nokama knew about Takua's whereabouts and lied, which is another connection. Think on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe that's the same Toa stone. Maybe it's not. We don't know yet. But that's just something to keep in mind. But either way, Josuke is being Josuke. He might be destined for a Hiwani confrontation, in which case, in his current state, he'll most likely be stomped. Because even though he's Josuke, the meteor slinging, time punching, and all that stuff, he is newbie Josuke, who is weaker than the time puncher and the meteor flinger. And unless he becomes a dragon slayer, like I want him to. And dragon slayers are like Salamander. And yes, I just put that idea out there. People that don't want that to happen are going to be mad at me in Skype, but whatever. Josuke the dragon slayer, just think about that. I want to pitch my idea.
Anyway, so other than that, we're having let's see, news.
Salamander's profile. That's where dragon slayers are explained.
So basically, other than that, we have some new. That's basically the major news for this time, I think. Is it?
Well, we do need to discuss Hiwani's identity. Hiwani. So, it's been revealed that Hiwani fell for someone.
We discussed this last time, but we're doing it again anyway.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there were some theories that have been popped up. For one thing, because Josuke became made a Toa, and Josuke is a Toa of fire, one thing that has been thrown as a possibility is that perhaps Hiwani was Tahu, like has been suggested, because Tahu, was a Toa of fire who fell towards the darkness, if that's the situation, which would set him up as a nice foil to where Josuke is now coming, because he's in much the same situation where Tahu was when he first came about. Or, not really, but he's also a Toa of fire who wants to set things right. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Josuke might be setting up to foil Tahu in that regard, or Hiwani. Or Hiwani could be Kopaka for the same reason, except ice versus fire instead of the fire-fire combo. But Tahu theory is getting a lot stronger in that case. So anyway, stuff to think about. In minor news, and I say minor in terms of like not super minor necessarily, but like take it with a grain of salt. It all depends on how majorly it affects you, but it's not as big as all the staff stuff. So, yeah. Dorian has recruited a new member for Bad Company, Jin. who is finally an easy name, by the way. Jin, who, and they are now coming to Takuma Islands, where Bad Company will get together and maybe do the heist, which has been prolonged since when I was active. Yeah, yep. That's been a while, people.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, so that's the situation with Dorian and Bad Company. The Deidre have come together. This is also, like, when I say minor, this is probably the most major of the minor. Anyway, the Deidre are finally together. About that Deidre special I said, I might try and get that, but again, school started for me, so I can't guarantee it necessarily, but I'll try if possible. I mean, if it's going to happen, you'll know by next week.
Or maybe we'll end up interviewing someone else, like, instead of the Deidre.
Yeah, but anyway, so the Deidre have finally come together, with them all being in Gakkoro in a bar, because people always meet up in bars.
Yep.
So anyway, Anton has finally gone, and now Green and Anton, who is Lust, has finally been named Lust. Yep. I think it's in Green's mind he's given her the name for everyone, just that it hasn't all been officialized, but
yeah.
It's pretty much officialized. So yeah, Lust and Greed are currently discussing about why Lust should join. And that's about the Deidre. Anything else major happen? The Toa Asta Mariner's team has come together and they are in Lee Coral fighting an infected Anusek.
Yep. Who still probably has his gun.
Yeah.
Which scary.
I don't think anything else major has happened.
Some random news that slightly less affecting or effective, like worldwide. I mean, island-wide news, less island-wide. Let's see. Oh yeah, the Chosen Six Sulov stuff.
Oh yes, this is major. That slipped my mind. Sorry about that. I'm gonna get hate mail for that, but whatever. Anyway, the Chosen Six, the Oceanic Six, are all, what was it? Oh, yeah, they've all come together in the Ikoro, finally, so stuff is moving with that plot. Ryodrin, I think, is either convincing Sulov to join right now or has convinced him.
He has an Ice Stone.
Yeah, the Ice Stone is, basically, it's totally legal.
It's a magical rock.
It's basically a glorified calculator that has apps. Like a graphing calculator, basically.
I don't have a graphing calculator.
I do. It has block, man. But anyway, we're off topic. So yeah. The Oceanic Six have come together. Obviously, this will all affect Matanui directly because they are the chosen ones of the game. And they are the ones making major impact over the course. And they're going to be discovering all this stuff that's going to be going on with the plot. They will also probably be the guys that will have to protect Takua from the Rakshi that have been sent after him.
Yep.
And that happened a while ago and has yet to be completed. But anyway, that's about all with the Oceanic Six, because in terms of major story stuff moving, they haven't done anything except fill in the meetings of one another and getting to know each other.
Yeah.
So... yeah, we'll probably see pretty soon Sulov and Ryodrin butting heads a lot with Stannis, who is supposed to be their leader, the Wanderer, but both of them are very military men, and they're probably going to question him in a lot of ways. So look forward to that inner team's feuding
and
strife.
And then they'll slowly like mobilize together and become awesome, and then blow things up.
And then they'll probably die, because that's what happens to the heroes in this game, because it's all new. Like, so depressing after Nuji took over.
Oh, yeah, and, remember that image of, like, some submarine thingy for next year?
Oh, yeah! We need to bring that up.
Yeah.
So, we have a picture for 2013. All it shows is an M-Log style, M-Nog, whatever.
M-Nog.
That style, Matanui Online game style. A green periscope, which
sticking out of the sea and looking at an island.
That looks like Matanui because you can kind of see the Mount Mangai, but we can't tell for positive, but it probably is, because they said it was going to be on the island of Matanui again. Now, what this could mean Nuju has stated that he's going to be bringing back more of a tribal feel. And when you first see a technological submarine, people don't necessarily think that. But when you think back to the original Bionicle, it does sort of make more sense. Like, when they first arrived in 2001. Because this Paris group civilization is going to be coming into a similar image of how the Toa first arrived, with them seeing all these tribal Matoran and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling Nuju is going to be emphasizing that a lot more. So look forward to that. Now, what this periscope could mean, it could either mean that submarines will be introduced, the most obvious one. A new civilization is arriving. Technological advancements are being made on Matanui. Or that maybe Makuta has something in his bunker that once he gets beaten up, they will discover and set sail and expand what is beyond Matanui on the actual ocean, if there is something there. Now, this doesn't mean we're leaving Matanui. It just means that we might be visiting more islands.
Matanui or something.
Instead of just Matanui. But I don't know. My hunch lies with most likely because of the direction of the periscope that a new civilization or culture is going to be coming towards Matanui. They could be the tribal culture that will help bring in that tribal feel. We don't know. Mm-hmm. They're going in submarines. So all we can say is that we all have a yellow submarine. But we have no real idea at this point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, stay tuned for more stuff like that. It'll be interesting for sure. And it's something that directly affects everyone because it's going to be the next year. For those of you that are new, every year, the BZPRPG did this thing where they would change the location or change the theme. So like
sometimes, like I feel remember there was something like one entire like a few years in one place.
Oh well, but most there was a consistent trend for many years where they would sort of reset things, not fully. Like a lot of story would carry over all the story stuff, but it would be a new island for some reason or the other and stuff. Like there was Amsterdam, which transferred to some other place. Hubert, do you know?
Well, Amsterdam. Oh, you mean there was from Locus Abio to Amsterdam. And yeah, after Amsterdam was the last location of the old RPG.
Well, anyway, so basically, yeah, they would move around like that. Now, it has been confirmed we're going to be on Matanui again. Reasons for that are, well, the whole reason for moving to Matanui was to bring back some more simplicity to the BZPRPG, because it got really convoluted at the end. That's the reason for the reboot and everything. So if they leave Matanui just after 1 year, things will go back on that same trend, most likely. So, yeah, basically that's going to end. We're going to probably be staying on the same area, but it's going to have something new is going to pop up. It's not just going to be pretty much the same story, not being affected by the year, because the BZPRPG always changes yearly, whether it's a big change or a small change. It doesn't really make a difference. It changes. End of story. So yeah, that I think wraps things up. As always, actually, yeah, I will try and start updating the website, but I don't know. Hubert might update the website for me if I can't get it.
I'm lazy and I'm procrastinating and I have lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, so we're both...
I'm editor.
Yeah, we have lives, people, so don't yell at us if you can't get care of stuff. This is something we like to do for fun.
Yeah. So, and that's basically it for this week.
Yeah. So, yeah, remember, if you have complaints, questions, and stuff about the website... about the podcast, post them on the blog. Bring up discussion in the blog, guys. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff that you could probably discuss there, and it'll give more content for these... more meaningful content, I should say, for these podcasts, instead of Hubert and I rambling on and on.
Yes.
And it'll help bring more of the community, which is what we're doing this podcast for, into the podcast. Community. So instead of just like the four people that check the blog and post, can you guys for once just post on there and start up a discussion, maybe bring up a question or your own idea, and then don't just leave after doing that. Stay there to continue discussing.
Discuss.
Yeah. So, yeah, as of now, the website is probably going to be inactive, so there's no point in checking that. I'll alert you when we start posting stuff on there again. And yeah, and also send
and
all
news updates. Still waiting for a new theme song.
Yeah, send all news updates to MZ because we can check that and everyone can
we're
check
too lazy.
That. It's just easier on everyone. and he was the original guy in charge of that, and then he left.
And then he came back.
Yep, exactly.
So yeah, that's basically it, guys.
That wraps things up. See you guys.
Bye.